Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Wednesday. It's hump day, March 26th. And of course the day ruler is the planet Mercury, who's retrograde with the planet Venus, the planet of love, money, wealth, and marriage. So this puts communications at an odd, and if you are engaged or you want to get married, maybe you have to go over the prenup or the agreements, or maybe find that your mate or partner isn't being honest, forthcoming, or telling you how they really feel. That's because the moon is in the sign of Aquarius and things move very fast. Conversations move very quickly. We gloss over things, and it pays to, give yourself time. Realize Mercury's retrograde. You may have to go over things, let's say, in the month of April, the entire month of April, maybe. And that's just fine. That's where we kind of get our standing. We kind of understand things. I would say anywhere from April 15th on. But then again, we run into some other aspects going on in the planets. This week is interesting because the moon is dimming. And I like to call this the witching hour because we are without the light or the influence, the emotional influence of the moon. Hey, that goes along with the moon in Aquarius, which tends to unplug, detach, and be unconcerned or uninvolved anyway. But once the moon enters the sign of Pisces, maybe you're going to be a little bit exhausted because these planets in Aries and the moon in the sign of Aquarius move fast, and you have to move fast too. So by the time the moon enters the sign of Pisces this afternoon, maybe you're going to be a little bit tired. But then there's another thing going on, and that is Neptune in the faded degree of Pisces, the very last degree of Pisces, along with the ubiquitous North Node, who tends to be an aggressor, but he's working behind the scenes, I see, in the sign of Pisces. And then we have Saturn there also, who's going to change signs, but not until the end of May. So what's going on here? It means that even though you're moving fast, you shouldn't be glossing over things. You shouldn't be believing everything at face value. And that's because also the planet Mars, as you well know, is in the sign of Cancer, where he doesn't like to be. So we've got insecurity meets deception, and so you may even wonder what's going on. So if you're not on the side of being insecure or being deceptive or working behind the scenes to undo or unravel somebody's good deeds, then you might be surprised to find that secrets can be revealed. Everybody's looking for therein what's going to make them be up for a promotion or, you know, start something new. But then there's other people, you know, we've got that deceptive kind of cunning. And I think that's a good word for the North Node in Pisces, cunning. Also con artist-y or working behind the scenes in a negative way. So we've got your positive and then we got your negative. So it is a good time to not take everything at face value, like I said, even when you're talking to your mate, partner, or significant other about future plans. That's all for now. Have a great Wednesday.